Yo. Shout to all my listeners. Let's go. This one's on a deeper note, yeah? This one's Kenny's story. Shout to all my lyricists. Shout to all my storytellers, yeah? Listen. Yo. Meet Kenny. He's only 20. But on the road, he's already earning plenty. He moves to B and White with his boy Benny. They keep half at Kenny's and they keep half at Benny's. Kenny's got a fiance. To be honest, she's really friendly. But she hates the fact that her partner stashes the packs in the back of the settee. These lads really wanted to be heavy. Both of them dream every night of rolling in the reddies. Kenny really wanted a Bentley. He also wanted to live the type of life that was rent-free. That's when he started to carry a machete. He pulled it out in the pub one night. Everyone could see it. The blade looked sharp and deadly. But Kenny just tucked it back into his jacket, then quickly down the rest of his bevy. He then left the pub and jumped in his car. He was pretty drunk, but the journey wasn't far. He pulled up outside his house, but he struggled to park. Finally got out, but it was really dark. He eventually found his way to the door. That's when he noticed the broken glass shards. He then realised the door was open. In that moment, he felt a shock to his heart. He shouts his fiance's name, but all he can hear is his neighbour's dog bark. He walks inside, his house has been turned upside down, but he can't ring the cop cars. He checks under the couch to see where the rocks are. There's nothing there except an empty box of cards. Kenny starts crying, he doesn't know what to do. He has no clue where his fiance is, plus he's lost all the food. He tries ringing Benny, but the call just rings through. That's when he thinks deep and it splits him in two. Kenny thinks back to the other night when he invited Benny round for a few. Kenny's fiance was the loudest in the room. She was normally friendly, but she never talked in a group. She never spoke to Benny before this night, and that's when he knew. He started screaming with anger, repeating, "How could you? I loved you. I went out when I sold these drugs for you." Then he screamed to the sky, "Fuck you." That's when he screamed to the sky, "Fuck you." Kenny grabbed his blade and left the house. He knows Benny ripped him off and his fiancée helped him out. He pulled up to Benny's place, you could hear him scream and shout, "I want both of you motherfuckers to come out." That's when he seen his fiancée through the window peeking out, and that's when Kenny really started freaking out. He grabbed the machete and stuck it to his throat, his eyes were seeping with doubt. That's when he slices his Adam's apple. He falls down to the ground, slowly bleeding out. His fiance runs outside and grabs his neck, but she can't stop the blood from leaking out. Kenny mumbles, "I really did love you, but I guess we're both leaving now." That's when he swings the machete one last time towards his fiance as she's leaning down. Then he screams towards Benny, "Who the fuck is cheating now?" Benny can't believe it, he's shook with a face of defeat and horror, because two people are in front of him dying on the ground. Benny then runs back inside of his house, he's panicking, but he grabbed the first packet of tablets he found. He then began to swallow tablet after tablet until he could no longer keep them tablets down. He then collapsed on the bed, he was looking up the ceiling, but that shit started spinning round. He had flashbacks of when him and Kenny first started chilling out. A tear dropped down his cheek, but at the same time his heartbeat was giving out. At the same time his heartbeat was giving out. He had flashbacks of when him and Kenny first started chilling out. A tear dropped down his cheek, but at the same time his heartbeat was giving out.
Yeah.
A deeper one for my listeners. Shout to all my storytellers, yeah? Peace and love.